I was actually about to sign back with the Pittsburgh Steelers. I was actually in the building, signing back with Pittsburgh, and I got the call that they grabbed me. And at first, I didn't know that was like. I thought guys like Joseph were like, nah, man, you're going to Houston. So everybody sent me congrats. Like, I didn't have time to like really dwell on anything. Look, go home, pack a bag. I'll be at the airport. Welcome to Houston.
Now it's time for our weekly visit with the man who puts together the Texans roster, and the depth has been severely tested late in the season. Let's hear from him as Drew Doherty visits with General Manager and Executive Vice President Rick Smith.
December's here. It's a tricky time of year. No matter where you are in the NFL, what's the biggest challenge when it comes to injuries, being a GM, and kind of figuring out the roster towards the end of the season?
Well, I think it's just specific to your particular situation. And in our case, you mentioned some injuries, some things that we have to do to manage the roster, to continue to compete. You know, December football is about finishing. And however you have positioned yourself, and hopefully you are still in a position to compete and have a chance, we are sitting in that position. And so we understand that. And so it's all about putting together the game plan and going out and executing the way you need to execute to win the football game.
And that's the beauty of where the Texans are right now. Everything is in position. You win, and it's very, very simple, right?
Well, it is, and our guys understand that, and the division is at hand, and we are 3-0 in our division. We've got three more division games, plus a Cincinnati team here at home on Christmas Eve. And so we feel like, you know, that we've got games that we should win, and we understand that we need to win them in order for us to achieve the goals that we've set for ourselves. That's necessary, and so I'm excited because our guys understand that. They're working hard this week. And I got a big football game up in Indianapolis, a place that we're obviously familiar with, and it'll be fun.
Yeah, no doubt. Let's talk about the game. It's a place you won last year for the first time in franchise history. You beat the team again about 2 months ago. So you've got confidence. You know you can beat this team. What do you like most about this matchup heading in?
Well, I just think our football team, if we focus on what we do well and we execute, then I like our chances against anyone, because I think our football team is talented. I think we've got guys that can make plays. I think you look at some of the things that we were trying to accomplish coming out of the bye week with respect to running the football, balance on offense, stopping the run on defense, eliminating the turnover and trying to flip that turnover, you know, take away margin and those ratios and those things that equal success on game day. And I think our team is continuing to do those things. Now, we have not come out on the right end of the win-loss column in the last three games that we played, but we're capable of doing so if we execute and do those things that we just talked about.
Yeah, you touched on the run game there. You're getting contributions from every single back that has really carried the ball over the last month and a half. What's different? Because we've talked about the O-line in these conversations over the last few weeks, but what are the backs doing there?
Well, I think the versatility of the group is something that I think helps us. I think it's probably a little more difficult than people recognize and understand to tackle different running styles. So, in other words, you've got a Keem Hunt who comes in who's a quick little jitterbug type. Then you got an Alfred Blue who will come in and pound you. You've got a Lamar Miller who can do either or. So as a defender, you've got to get ready to go and tackle those guys and get them on the ground. I think our coaching staff, I think they're doing a fantastic job of utilizing the various skill sets that those guys have, and they're putting them in position to make plays for us.
Yeah, and those guys, in addition to Grimes as well, they're good at catching the ball out of the backfield, too, and doing some things in the passing game for you guys, aren't they?
Well, and not only that, but in passing situations, I think you've seen Jonathan Grimes, that you mentioned, make plays for us on draw plays in addition to catching the ball out of the backfield. And, again, that goes back to play calling and design.
What's the biggest challenge moving beyond this game? And I know you don't want to look ahead to games, but just on the whole, as far as what happens over the last four games of a season?
Well, I'm going to tell you this. I'm not going to fall into that trap.
Right.
I'm not going to look beyond this game. This game is an important game for us. We've got to go up to Indianapolis, and we've got to play good football, turnover-free football, limit the mistakes, and do the things that we've talked about that define what this group does well to give ourselves a chance to go win in Indianapolis.
All right, look forward to talking again next week. Sound good?
Thanks.
Some good stuff there with the general manager and executive VP, Rick Smith. And some good stuff here. Texans on the road, but you can always tailgate. You always enjoy eating. HEB always enjoys helping.